بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال: استأذنت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في العمرة فأذن لي وقال: لا تنسنا يا أخي من دعائك. فقال كلمة: ما يسرني أن لي بها الدنيا. وفي رواية وقال: أشركنا يا أخي في دعائك. حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says that I sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform Umrah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me permission. They're living in Medina Sharif. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu has the desire to go for Umrah, and he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he seeks permission. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi gives him permission and then tells him, لا تنسنا يا أخي من دعائك. Oh, my beloved brother, do not forget us in your dua. Oh, my beloved brother, do not forget us in your dua. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam and the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is asking Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when you're going to Makkah and you're going for Umrah, then remember us in your du'as. Do not forget us. In the second narration, أَشْرِكْنَا يَا أُخَيَّ. Join us also. Remember us also in your du'a. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said such a word, يَا أُخَيَّ. Oh, my beloved brother. Oh, my younger brother. That if I was given the entire world in exchange of this one word, oh, my beloved brother, said to me by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would not please me to give this word to some person in exchange of the whole world. Because this word, Ya Ukhayya, was so beloved to me, it made me so happy, it gave me such enjoyment. This is how Rasulullah warmed the hearts of people. He addressed them with love. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu obviously got so happy and so elated when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him in this manner, that, oh, my beloved brother. So from this hadith, we also learn that when we are going for Umrah, or somebody is going for Umrah, we must ask the person to remember us in his du'as, in those blessed places, Mubarak places. And du'a for Musafir is accepted, and du'a in those blessed lands are also accepted. And of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrates his humility, his tawadu, that he is humbling himself and he is requesting dua from his junior. Again, the chapter is asking people of fadl for duas and being in their company and having muhabbat for them. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يزور قباء راكبا وماشيا فيصلي فيه ركعتين متفق عليه. وفي رواية كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي مسجد قباء كل سبت راكبا وماشيا وكان ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى يفعله. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عبد الله the son of عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would visit مسجد قباء sometimes mounted on an animal, riding an animal, or sometimes walking. And when he would go there, he would read two rakats of salat. In the next narration, Rasulullah would go to Masjid al-Quba every Saturday, either riding an animal or walking. So Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala also followed the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore we see that alhamdulillah, when we go for Umrah, then on a Saturday especially, we go to Quba and we read two rakat salat there. Masjid al-Quba was the first masjid to be built. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّثَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومَ فِيهِ فِيهِ رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِرِينَ. The bunyad, the pillars, the foundation of this masjid, Allah Ta'ala says, was built on taqwa. And the people of Quba, they were people who loved purification, taharat. They were the first to use water for istinja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises them in the Quran. Wallahu yuhibbul mutahhirin. Allah loves those who seek purification. So one is the purification of our external selves and also the purification of our internal selves. A person who goes to Quba and reads two rakat namaz day, in the riwayat of Sunan Ibn Majah, he gets the sawab of one umrah. So you just read two rakat in Masjid Quba, and you get the sawab of an entire umrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.